Jeff Eschmeyer from USDA. Drug problems in rural communities is a lot bigger than most people realize, isn't it?
It absolutely is. You know, the prescription opioid heroin epidemic, it is pervasive across the country. It unfortunately, we're finding it's very hard hit in rural areas. And some of that just has to do, I think, partly with lack of treatment options. Some of it has to do also with, I don't think people in rural communities are always willing to talk about it. There's a certain stigma associated with talking about the issue that unfortunately keeps people from getting the help they need. And certainly one of the things we're trying to do right now is our role at USDA is trying to help bring the issue forward so people are more comfortable talking about it so people can get the help they need.
A lot of people don't realize that President Obama and Secretary Vilsack have been involved in getting this word out and trying to find out what is needed.
Yeah, you know, the president's very focused on it, and, you know, Secretary Vilsack was appointed to this position across the government to try to bring a real focus on the issue to rural areas, you know, to make sure that all the federal agencies are bringing their resources to bear, because the USDA has kind of a special relationship with rural America, and we can provide some perspective there on how to hopefully deliver the message, and also looking at how existing resources might be able to be utilized in creative ways that are going to get the treatment resources in place and bring the awareness to the issue that it needs.
Now, it sounds like from the roundtable discussion today, some of the key elements are getting all of the partners involved from USDA, FSA, states, DATCP, and the various healthcare providers, law enforcement. It sounds like getting the whole partnership together on a common goal is the big thing here.
Absolutely. The problem is just so complex. You know, you need to engage all those different partners because it's truly really a community problem. You need to bring the criminal justice people. You need to bring the medical community together. You need to bring the rural and agricultural leaders together to talk about it, because there is no silver bullet here to this. It's hard work. But in order to have a comprehensive, holistic solution, you need to convene those people together. And it's so great to see what's happening here in Columbia County in Wisconsin, where their local leaders are stepping up and, you know, looking at putting in a drug court possibly. That's a great way to, you know, divert people from the criminal justice system, hopefully save some money while also hopefully providing them treatment and might save their lives. But it is, it's such a complex problem that we need all of the partners to come to the table in order to fix it. We're losing 78 Americans a day to this epidemic. It's the rate of overdose has tripled in Wisconsin over the last 10 years. And we need to people talking about it, but we also need more resources. And that's part of our message as well, is the Congress needs to step up, and we need them to provide the funding that is commensurate with the problem. Right now, unfortunately, there just isn't enough funding out there to provide the kind of treatment options, recovery resources that people really need.
It sounds like there's a $13 million investment, but when you look at the big picture, $13 million doesn't go very far.
It doesn't. We need more funding in order to provide those resources that would definitely not go far enough. And it's not just utilizing new resources, but also figuring out creative ways to use resources. At USDA, we have programs within our rural development mission. We have community facilities programs that can provide facilities in rural areas. We have telemedicine programs. We're trying to utilize those resources in ways that are getting at the root of this epidemic. And that's something that Secretary Vilsack's been very focused on, is how can we use our existing funds? How can we use our existing programs to marshal new ways to combat the problem?
One of the suggestions that came out in today's meeting had to do with using some of these funds to perhaps have transitional housing through USDA dedicated to people recovering.
It's something that we've heard across the entire country. You know, we've been in many different states talking to leaders, and the issue that keeps coming up is the need for housing for people when they're coming out of recovery, coming out of treatment. They don't necessarily have a place to go to because, you know, they might be coming out of jail as well. There's just literally not a place for them to live. And so where can those people go? Where can we get them so they're going to be able to sustain their recovery? So yeah, within USDA has housing programs. And so within our rural housing service, we're looking at how we can use our multifamily, our single family housing programs, our community facilities program, to figure out how we can help be a part of that solution. Again, it's so complex, but we need people to step up and raise their hand, and that's what USDA is doing here. Every agency needs to do that. Every state, local government needs to do that, step up and say, what can we do to solve the problem?
You mentioned some creative resources being used in another state as far as getting people together and coordinating a program. Are you finding several examples like that as you travel around the country?
You know, it is. You know, when you look at the wonderful experimentation that takes place on the state and the local level, these people are, they're the people on the front lines, the tip of the spear, who are dealing with this issue every day. And they're coming up with some great solutions. And part of what we're trying to do all as well is make sure that those great solutions that are being found, like maybe in a state like Tennessee, that people in Wisconsin and people in other parts of the country know about it. So in that specific example, a county had, through the workers' comp program, found a great way to engage private industry, because we're finding that rural businesses are struggling in times to find people who can pass the drug test necessarily to be part of their workforce. And so a big part of rural development is, and economic development in rural areas, is making sure that we have the necessary workforce to support those businesses. So they brought in the private industry to be a big part of it, because they were being very affected by it as well. So again, it's those kind of unique collaborations that I think are necessary, that is the only way we're going to get to actually try to be able to solve the problem.
Here in Wisconsin, we've seen Representative John Nygren's office work heavily on some bills to help out, knowing he has a family member with an opium problem. And some of these laws have been looked at as possible models elsewhere. Are these things that you can actually take back to Washington and say, hey, here's an example of something that maybe we can help spread the word on, get other state legislatures involved on, or implement at the federal level?
Absolutely, and that's a big part of why we are here today, just to learn those lessons from those people on the ground, like the legislation that was passed here in Wisconsin. So that's the great thing about Secretary Vilsack's role in the White House Rural Council, which cuts across the federal government looking at rural issues in all agencies. And that's the type of model that we want to be able to hold up and amplify, because so many of those great solutions are going to be coming from the local level, and we need to be able to spread that across the country so that other people are aware, and possibly build that into policy within the federal government as well, so we can make sure that those solutions are being amplified.
When people hear medication assistance or clinics for that, some people think of that as just the methadone clinics. It's not just that, is it?
No, it's not. We've certainly heard those concerns throughout the country, but it is the most evidence-based example of what is working to help people. And, what we really want to encourage is, looking at those clinics, you don't just need the MAT treatment, the medication assistant treatment, but you should hopefully be providing wraparound services, because those patients need help in locating a job, they need help in locating a housing, they need those type of wraparound services that are going to let them restart their lives, because they're dealing with the disease, and that's a big part of our message here as well, is that this is not a character flaw, this is not a choice people make. They get a prescription and their brain reacts a certain way, and it's a disease, and we need to treat it like that. And so that's a big part, again, I think one of our challenges is breaking down that stigma of the disease.
A lot of these people have hit bottom before they get help.
That's exactly right. And that's a big other problem in rural areas, is that, and the secretary speaks very well of this, because his own mother suffered addiction issues. And he speaks about when somebody has that moment when they're able to hopefully step forward and say, I need help. You need somebody there to answer that. And unfortunately, in rural areas, a lot of times, because there's a lack of treatment options, that person isn't there to make that connection when that person really needs it. And so when those people hit rock bottom and they feel like they're ready to step forward and have assistance, we need to have the capacity in place to meet that need.
Do you also find that in the rural communities you have to deal with another old, how do I best put this, an old standard where people just try to solve their own problems but don't seek the help when they need it? They say, it's my problem, I'll take care of it. I know I've had farmer relatives that were just like that and wouldn't go to anybody else. They try to fix it themselves.
I've got those same farmer relatives in my family. And I think you're right. In rural communities, we're a very self-reliant lot of people who are really hardworking and feel like they can solve their own problems and don't want their problems necessarily aired out in the community. So I think that's definitely a part of, again, talking about the disease, breaking down that stigma. We need people to understand that it's not a choice, and that they need to be able to just, whether it's their son, daughter, mother, father, they need to be able to address the issue and understand that it's not a character flaw.
What's next for you with all this information and the other staffs you've made?
It's so great to hear from the people of Columbia County again, and then also leadership here in Wisconsin, Senator Baldwin as well. So we'll be taking all of the information we gathered here. That'll be going directly to Secretary Vilsack, and that'll get shared up to the White House as we look at how we're going to continue to take the best steps we can at the federal government in order to present solutions and hopefully, again, build the case that we need additional funding to really be able to get at the solving the problem.
Anything you want to add today?
I would say that in the ag community, you know, we're up looking out this beautiful window here at this ag research station in rural Wisconsin. It couldn't be a more appropriate place to have this convening. But I think that in the ag community, you know, it's so central to rural communities that having our agricultural organizations, our Department of Ag, step up and be a part of the dialogue, I think just acknowledging that is going to help be a part of the solution, because as we talk about it, it becomes something that we can take action on and isn't something that's just a stigma within our communities.